Virgin Radio 104.4, 9/11 morning, the Chris Fade Show. Pretty Malik, somewhat, I don't want to say you're offended, you're annoyed.
Yeah, a little bit. I think I've kind of become numb to it, if that makes any sense.
What is it?
So the one question that obviously I get asked a lot is, when are you having kids? And it's a question that I get asked from my parents. It's a question that I get asked from Jeff's parents. It's a question that I get asked from you, Chris. It's a question that I don't
ask when you're having kids. I say it's time to have kids.
You tell her. You tell her when it's time.
Right. But I get asked this question a lot. And listen, I know it's coming from a good place. I understand. It's sweet. It's very nice.
I just, you know, I only say it because I want your husband to settle down. He's become an adult.
You're just jealous.
Where's your husband going on Friday?
Amsterdam.
What for?
A music festival. He played badminton.
Lucky. I'm on his Instagram. The next thing I know, he's playing badminton. I go to pretty, when did Jeff pick up badminton? She's like.
There's a D there. Badminton.
Badminton.
Yes. Badminton.
Anyway.
All right.
Don't call it badminton. You'll offend everyone.
I'm offended.
Everyone is offended.
Oh, you could at least call it fadeball.
Okay,
which is German.
I don't know about being offended by badminton. But then, so I get, you know, anytime I put a picture up of Jeff and I on Instagram, love all the comments, love you all. I don't really mind it. I think it's annoying only because I don't want to hear that question all the time. But then someone had said something to me the other day, and they said, I feel so bad that people say this to you all the time because it's a question that's inappropriate to ask someone about having kids or when you're getting pregnant or are you pregnant because you don't know
what they're going through.
Exactly.
You may not be able to have children.
Exactly. That's one of the things.
That's not happening, is
it? No, that's not happening.
I already asked you that question.
Yes, you already did.
I said to Pretty, I said, you and Jeff all right? Are there everything all right?
Everything's okay.
That's a big thing because a lot of people get asked that question. Oh my gosh, why don't you have kids? They have no idea that they're struggling.
Or you have no idea. Maybe they unfortunately had a miscarriage or they had a situation that they haven't shared with. And from what I've learned and I've seen my sister go through with three kids, she has three kids now. And it's like, it's not easy. You can't just wake up one day and say, I'm going to have a baby and get pregnant the next day. It's a process. So this person said to me, and it kind of struck a chord in my head. And I go, how many times have I probably asked my friends in a lifetime, are you thinking of having kids? When are you going to have kids? Are you know, you kind of do that in passing. Mm. But is it inappropriate? Should we stop asking that question?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I get asked it a bit as well. Like, are you gonna have kids with Brianna? You know, is it inappropriate? I don't know. 0487155444. Let's take some calls on it this morning. 0487155444. Is it inappropriate to ask someone when are you gonna have a baby?
Depends how long you've known them or been talking to them. I imagine, you know, it's quite a personal question. But it's okay, I would say, for your friends to ask that question.
No.
I don't know. Let's put it out.
I don't know. I don't know either. I don't know why. But because if you've gone through a miscarriage or like a buddy of mine right now, his wife, he can't have a baby. She had a couple of surgeries to try to like clear some stuff up there to see if they could produce a baby. And they tried and then a couple of months in had a miscarriage. And so the doctors have basically said to them, like, you know, we don't think it's going to happen. Possibly with IVF, they possibly could do it. So there is a lot that a couple can go. It could be happening behind the scenes and you have no idea.
Exactly.
So when you've got someone going, are you going to have a baby? It's sort of like,
You have no idea
what's going on. Chantel's called through. Good morning, Chantel.
Hi, good morning, guys.
What do you think? Is it all right to ask this question?
As I was telling the person who answered the phone, it depends on the context. If it's, hey, are you guys thinking of having kids or what do you think about kids? That's one thing. But to constantly ask somebody, when are you having kids? It's none of your business.
Yeah, I get that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, there's a big difference between do you want to have kids at one point and when are you going to do it? Like, when are you going to have kids? Why aren't you having kids?
Yeah, like we're waiting.
Exactly. And you have to be, first of all, financially, emotionally, mentally, everything ready.
Do you have kids, Chantel?
Kids are expensive. No, I'm single, and I live with my sister who's a single mother with two kids, and I know exactly how it is.
It's really easy, right?
You wake up looking forward to it every day.
Yeah, I know, right? It's the best ever.
Guys, I'm sensing sarcasm in this.
Gosh, I had Nushi and Kiki having had an argument last night.
Yeah.
Because supposedly Nushi's money that she got from the Tooth Fairy went missing.
Uh-oh.
She blamed Kiki, went into Kiki's little money box, took it out. Kiki's going to me, I never touched the money, then just tears from both of them.
What?
And I'm like, what? Tooth, just get my wallet out. There you go. More, take it. Chantel, thank you. Kieran, is it inappropriate to ask someone if they're having a baby or what's going on?
Utterly inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
It is not anyone's business. You don't know what they're going through. Maybe they don't want kids and they don't need to give you a justification or an answer. It's no matter how close anyone is to you, it is none of their business.
What about mom and dad? Are they allowed to ask?
They can, but they probably already know what you think about and what you're struggling with, etc., etc. So, yeah. Therefore, them asking is also, I mean, you know, it would be a bit of a pointless question to begin with then.
Okay. Zara, is it okay to ask someone if they're having kids or nah, don't do it?
No, I don't think it's appropriate at all. I'm personally not married, but, you know, on that flip side, why would you ask someone why they're not married yet either? Same parallel situation.
Mm-hmm.
Someone doesn't, they can't have kids. Maybe there's, like you said, they may have had a miscarriage. Same thing for a woman or even a guy that's not married. Maybe they just don't want to. Maybe they've had bad experiences. Just insensitive. You might open up wounds and why would you do that to someone? Even innocently, like you said, maybe you've asked this question to your friends, but you might have opened up something that might hurt them and might bring up some bad memories and it just would be unfortunate.
Yeah, I think as we kind of progress, we're in 2019 now, I think we're becoming a lot more aware of everyone's mental health issues, so many things that are so like talked about openly now. So I think this is definitely something to consider.
Definitely, definitely. And I mean, we live in a very diverse country. Some things might be quote-unquote appropriate or maybe normal, but in other cultures maybe it's not, and maybe it's insensitive or it's invasive or a little imposing on that person's life as well.
I hear you. Thanks for your call, Zara. Why aren't you married, though? No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Don't do that.
I've been there, done that, Chris.
I know. Oh, really? Yeah. Me too. See you, Zara. It's funny. I love it. Zara's a legend. Sharon, morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Appropriate, inappropriate. Can you ask somebody why they haven't had a baby or are you having a baby or all those type of questions? Yeah.
It's totally inappropriate because I feel it's a very Asian thing for people to ask. And I think it's very inquisitive, but you can't stop people. The best thing what Preeti is doing is to ignore them because I know as a woman it is. I'm not married, again, but it is very annoying, especially when you go for family functions and when you're out with friends and who have kids. And then it's like, oh, why aren't you not married? Why don't you think of settling down? And it's like, relax.
Okay, I hear you, I get you. Hey, Issa, morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? Now, where are you from, Issa?
I'm from the UAE, actually.
All right, so you're local, you're here from the UAE. What's the custom? Is it cool to ask, you know, someone, why aren't you having a baby, or are you planning on having a baby?
Well, to be honest, from my perspective as a local in here, you get these questions a lot. But I don't think it's, like, inappropriate because the family want to see, like, your kids sometimes. They ask you this question. But to us, it's like, I think it's a different perspective if somebody from, like, somebody's related to you to ask you this question other than a stranger will ask you that question. If, like, somebody related to you, I don't think you will take it personal. You'd be like, oh, yeah, maybe, like, okay, soon. Or maybe, like, your mom or your your dad or some of your family want to see your kids. But I think it will be more offended if you don't know that person and be like, mind your business, you know, like, this is not a question for you to ask me or like whatever. Like, it could be, I think, like, it could be really harsh to hear it from somebody you don't know better than, I mean, it could be okay if you hear it from your best friend because they care so much to see your kids, you know?
Yeah, I know. You're just saying, like, you know, mum and dad, close friends, okay.
Yeah.
And they probably understand,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing. If you could open up with your parents or your close friends and tell them, hey, maybe we're having issues or, hey, I'm not ready for it right now or whatever, and then they understand. But,
yeah
I mean, the guys from the outside or pretty obviously you work on the radio station, so a lot of people follow you and, you know, just people that you've never met before.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, why aren't you having kids? When are you having kids? Hey, what's going on?
And I know it comes from a completely innocent place and I know your heart's in a good place. place, and it's okay. You can ask me whatever you want, but I think we just have to keep these things in mind.
Okay, cool. I get it. So let's move on from now, and let's just put that out to everyone. If you're listening, don't go and ask someone when they're having a baby.
Yeah. That was the setup was so obvious.
I know. Pretty. I know you're itching to go for it.
But I really want to know, like, what do you need? I'm there, whatever you need. You know, if you and Jeff need, you know, some guidance there.
Okay.
I can, you know, we can help provide people to talk to if you're ready for it.
I think
you're not sure. Do you want me to talk to Jeff? Are you ready? And Jeff's not.
That's 100% correct. Who's going to Amsterdam this weekend?
Jeff, her husband.
Lucky.
When he comes back.
Oh,
hey, 2020, Expo 2020, come on.
Big year. That's a good idea.
That's Portugal the Man, it's Virgin Radio.